The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. Today we're going to be discussing a well-known Hogwarts artifact known as the Mirror of Erised. Specifically, we're going to be getting into a theory regarding its dark and otherwise unknown history. This particular mirror also happens to be the inspiration behind the outro featured on every video I launch on this channel. Harry first discovers the mirror for himself in the Philosopher's Stone. It was a magnificent mirror, as high as the ceiling, with an ornate gold frame, standing on two clawed feet. There was an inscription carved around the top, Erised Stra Eru Oit Ub Kafru Oit On Wasi. In case you've forgotten how the mirror works, it's essentially a magical mirror that holds the power to show us the deepest, most desperate desires of our hearts. This is reflected in the mirror's name, no pun intended, as Erised flipped around reads as desire. Engraved on the mirror, the words Erised Stra Eru Oit Ub Kafru Oit On Wasi, which backwards reads as, I show not your face, but your heart's desire. According to existing Harry Potter lore, all we know is that it existed before the 19th century, pretty open window there, and that no one knows how it arrived at Hogwarts. These two aspects of the mirror's existence seem to be entirely undocumented. Moreover, it is entirely ambiguous whether the Mirror of Erised was created with innocent and playful intentions, or with more malevolent and darker motives. One thing is for sure, however, as the Mirror of Erised remained at Hogwarts over the years, it became chillingly apparent that the mirror's allure could have dire consequences. Many individuals found themselves ensnared by its enchantments, losing touch with reality as they indulged in the illusions it projected. They became fixated on the distorted reflections that seemed to offer a glimpse into their deepest longings, unable or unwilling to accept that these visions were merely fantasies. Tragically, some were driven to madness as they became consumed by their unattainable desires, forever confined to the confines of the mirror's frames. Dumbledore explains these dangers to Harry after discovering that Harry has become seduced by the mirror's reflection. It shows us nothing more or less than the deepest, most desperate desires of our hearts. You, who have never known your family, see them standing around you. Ronald Weasley, who has always been overshadowed by his brothers, sees himself standing alone, the best of all of them. However, this mirror will give us neither knowledge or truth. Men have wasted away before it, entranced by what they have seen, or been driven mad, not knowing if what it shows is real or even possible. Like I mentioned earlier, the circumstances surrounding the mirror's arrival at Hogwarts remain shrouded in mystery. However, throughout the years, various professors had returned from their worldly travels bearing unique and fascinating artifacts, and it's plausible that the mirror found its way into the castle this way. But I think there's another explanation, a much darker and more interesting one. The Mirror of Erised is far too interesting a magical artifact to simply abandon its origins to the annals of history, and I think that its history is tied to the inception of Hogwarts School. Hogwarts was founded at some point during the 10th century when four powerful witches and wizards got together and decided that they had, in the Sorting Hat's own words, the selfsame yearning to make the world's best magic school. These founders were Godric Gryffindor, Rowena Ravenclaw, Salazar Slytherin, and Helga Hufflepuff. And after the school was created, the founders decided that they would each create and head their own house, which would represent a personality trait and skill that they wanted to nurture. And it just so happened that despite being close friends, each founder happened to value very different things, which created quite an interesting and diverse array of students at the school. Gryffindor students embodied bravery and chivalry, Ravenclaw, intelligence and wit, Hufflepuff, loyalty and fair play, and Slytherin, the values of being sly and cunning. And for years, the Hogwarts founders served as head of their respective houses, and sorted students into their houses manually. To ensure a continued sorting system after their deaths, they developed the Sorting Hat. The key aspect here is that it was important to the founders that the houses they formed would continue to abide by the beliefs from which they were based. These virtues or inherent characteristics are best summed up in the Sorting Hat's own words. By Gryffindor, the bravest were prized far beyond the rest. For Ravenclaw, the cleverest, would always be the best. For Hufflepuff, hard workers were, most worthy of admission, and power-hungry Slytherin loved those of great ambition. And it's Slytherin's focus on ambition here that is key. An essential characteristic of Slytherin students, the House of Slytherin is often associated with the core value of ambition. It drives them to strive for personal success, power, and achievement. However, it is important to note that ambition does not always equate to negative qualities or malicious intentions. Slytherin students are known for their drive to succeed, their determination, and their desire to make their mark on the world. They are ambitious in their pursuit of greatness, whether it's in academics, Quidditch, or any other endeavor they choose to undertake. Their ambitious nature pushes them to excel and reach their goals, often displaying resourcefulness, resilience, and leadership skills along the way. But while ambition is typically celebrated in Slytherin, it is also shown to have its potential drawbacks. Some characters from Slytherin demonstrate what I would consider to be excessive or misguided ambition, which can lead to a disregard for others' well-being and unethical behavior. The theory is this: Salazar Slytherin created the Mirror of Erised and hid it within the walls of the school to show students the result of their ambitions, and remind them of what they would be able to achieve by working hard and keeping their ambitions high. By creating this magical tool, Slytherin could have aimed to instill a sense of purpose and motivation in his students, guiding them closer towards their goals and ambitions. But I suspect it wouldn't be a tool created by Salazar Slytherin if there weren't some caveats. For example, as Dumbledore explains in Philosopher's Stone, the mirror doesn't actually show the truth or knowledge, but instead the user's deepest desires. And it's for this reason that it drives a lot of people mad, even some of the wisest witches and wizards. But Salazar might not have seen that as such a bad thing. Whether the images were true or not, I suspect that he may have expected students to become inspired by what they saw in the mirror, further driving and encouraging them to achieve their goals. What he may not have anticipated, however, is that those who looked in the mirror would simply become enamored with this false reality, and frozen in a sense. Or perhaps Slytherin created the mirror but never truly understood it. It's possible that, after creating it, he looked into the mirror and became tricked by his own magical instrument. He looked into it himself and he saw the perfect world, with only pureblood wizards. And that's when he truly became an extremist, after being obsessed with his vision. This may have even been one of the catalysts that led to his departure from Hogwarts. One of the biggest downfalls of many of the most powerful witches and wizards is arrogance. We saw this with Voldemort time and time again, so I suspect that Salazar, who functioned with a very similar worldview, may have also caused his own undoing. After leaving Hogwarts, Salazar left an imprint on the school in a lot of ways. He left behind a house, a belief system, and even a secret chamber that housed a giant basilisk within, proposing the idea that Slytherin may have also created this misguided magical artifact seems pretty plausible to me. And that's it for this video. What do you think of this theory? Let me know in the comment section below. Also, if you enjoy the content, please like the video and subscribe to the channel. Until next time, let me leave you with a particularly fitting quote. The mirror will be moved to a new home tomorrow, Harry, and I ask you not to go looking for it again. If you ever do run across it, you will now be prepared. It does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live. Remember that. Now, why don't you put that admirable cloak back on and get off to bed?